I'm going to read an excerpt from a piece by Mordechai Gebirtig, who was a Polish Jewish socialist, and he wrote this in 1938. Es brennt, Briederlach, es brennt, oi unser Ohrenstädtel nebech brennt. Bei se Winden mit ihr Dosen, Reisen brechen uns zu blassen. Starker noch die wilde Flammen, als darum schon brennt. Und ihr Städten guckt da säusig mit verlegter Hand. Und ihr Städten guckt da säusig, unser Städtel brennt. It burns, brothers! It burns. Our poor little village burns. Raging winds and twisted flames destroy and scatter everything. Everything now burns. And you stand around and watch, and you fold your arms, and you watch as our village burns. Mordechai Gebirtig wrote this as a desperate call to action to those who stood idly by and watched as pogroms took place against Jews in Poland. He could see the genocide ramping up, and he was outraged at the world's failure to act, even as villages were being burned. Gebirtig was later murdered during the liquidation of the Kraków ghetto in occupied Poland. An atrocity that is chillingly similar to the liquidation of the occupied Gaza ghetto. The occupation that is being perpetrated by Israel, with the all too eager participation of our government. Being a Bundist, a Jewish socialist, Mordechai was actually an anti-Zionist. I can't imagine what his horror would be if he saw the atrocities being perpetrated, being meted out by his descendants. The song was written in Yiddish, a medieval Jewish language that is dying out due to the cultural erasure endemic to Israel. Yiddish, in fact, is far older than modern Israeli Hebrew, which is a new language cobbled together from ancient biblical Hebrew and a bunch of words bastardized and pilfered from Arabic. I want to teach you all an important word in Yiddish. Shanda. Shanda means a total disgrace, a total shame. For example, Israel is a shanda far die Welt, a shame, disgrace before the world. Australia is a Schande für die Welt. To the people who dishonor the memory of our ancestors by repeating the genocidal words of oppression, calling Palestinians human animals and Amalek, we say Schande! To the people who besmirch the memory of our ancestors by repeating the genocidal deeds of our oppressors, we say to the Zionists who force others from their homes into ghettos, death marches, and concentration camps, just as was done to us in Europe, we say Shanda! To the IOF soldiers who desecrate the symbol of our culture with their bloodied hands, we say Shanda! To the polite people who deny the existence of the apartheid within Israel and deny the 21st century Holocaust being perpetrated in the name of Zionism, who dare to dictate to Palestinians and Lebanese how they may grieve this Holocaust in a way that's acceptable to white society. We say, Shanda. To the people who tell us they are uncomfortable with the words apartheid and genocide, because their white feelings are more important than brown lives, who claim to oppose the butcher Netanyahu and his fascist friends and everyone else he's allied with, but then go on to defend and justify every single action that he's perpetrated in the name of Jewish supremacy, to the people who clutch their pearls and call us extremists because we dare to mention Hind Rajab in the same breath that we mention Anne Frank, we say Shanda. To all of the nice, polite people who don't like my tone, I don't respect your civility politics. We don't respect your civility politics. There is no civility during a genocide. You are worth only one word to us, and that word is Shanda. To the corrupt, racist media and politicians of so-called Australia, who every day proudly sign off on this open genocide, who spread blood libels against Arabs, who spread fascist, white supremacist, Zionist propaganda, who refuse to hold Israel to account for its crimes against humanity, and most of all, to Anthony Albanese and Penny Wong, for your complicity in this 21st century Holocaust, we say Shanda! Now, rather than speak to everyone here present and watching today, I also want to address this next part of my speech to the people who aren't present, to my community, the Jewish diaspora of the world, to the members of that community who have previously remained silent on this genocide. It's not too late to join this movement. I know it's hard. It's really hard. It must be incredibly difficult for so many of you. Having grown up in the grip of the racist cult that is Zionism, many of you fear ostracism from your communities. Believe me, I know that well. But there is far more joy and found family in this movement of solidarity, compassion, love, and liberation than there could ever be in the grips of that stifling, fearful, and hateful dogma. There is so much space to learn and to grow, to cast off the falsehoods to which you were told there was no alternative. The death of an illusion is a lot to grieve, but I have faith that you will overcome that and come out a better human being, and dare I say, a better Jew. Perhaps, you might be scared that you won't be accepted in the movement because you weren't here from the start, and I assure you, you couldn't be more mistaken. If you know the history of our people, the Jewish people, you know that we Jews are a culture that has survived far worse than the discomfort and embarrassment of having to admit that we were wrong. It is far better to apologize for being late than to atone for the guilt of never having stood up for humanity at all. To paraphrase what Gebirtig says in the final lines of his song, stop standing at the sidelines, shaking your heads, clutching your pearls, wringing your hands. Get over yourselves. Get up, put out the fire, because the villages are still burning. Free Lebanon, free Palestine.
All right, everyone, we're going to march now. We're heading out towards Macquarie Street. We're going to march up to the New South Wales Parliament. And let's make sure we use our loudest voices so everyone can hear us. From the river.